USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market buying groceries last weekend when she was killed. The Syracuse area native moved to Western New York a decade ago to take care of her brother as he fought leukemia. Robbie, as he was affectionately known, is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. A tornado that touched down in Gaylord, Michigan, northwest of Detroit, killed at least 2 people and injured more than 40. The twister hit the town Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. A shelter has been put in place at a church. The last time Gaylord had a severe windstorm was more than 2 decades ago. A state of emergency has been declared for Otsego County. Wall Street finished the week, again, in the loss column. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. A former police lieutenant in South Florida will spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting 2 young girls. Braulio Gonzalez worked for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested in 2018 after a girl told a psychologist that he followed her several times between 8 and 10 years old. She also told an interviewer with the State Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. The jury 3 months ago convicted Gonzalez in 15 minutes. The Dow for the week closed down 943 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Though Washington is keeping an eye on what's happening in Ukraine, North Korea remains a concern, as USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration takes intelligence very seriously that says North Korea could launch nuclear missile tests while President Biden is visiting East Asia.
With each test, they are trying to advance their program and their capabilities. And that's worrisome because those capabilities pose a threat, a very real threat to security and stability on the peninsula, let alone the region, and even beyond the region.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States is ready to act in coordination with its allies in response to any show of aggression by East Asian countries like North Korea and China. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. and South Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Pyongyang defending its nuclear programming as necessary against what it described as threats from the United States, long describing the joint military exercises as rehearsals for an invasion. Allies, however, have described the exercises as defense. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirming in remarks at a joint news conference that their shared goal is complete denuclearization of North Korea. Listen to us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.